James, Morgan, Max. May I be the first to say, welcome home.
Mr. Kincaid and I have been waiting for you.
Home?
It's summer, in Montauk.
Like we never left.
No, my backpack. I know I had it when we went into the vortex. We must have lost it when the boat split apart and we washed up on the beach. The book! The coin!
You've had quite a journey, haven't you? But like all good things, it comes to an end.
What do you want, Kincaid?
You know what we want, Jimmy boy.
Where's the treasure?
Treasure?
What treasure?
We have no clue what you're talking about.
How about I ask in a more direct way?
Now, Lena. No need for stronger measures yet. Come along, children.
Where are you taking us?
Time to go home, James. Mother's waiting.
Hey, no,
come
stop!
On.
Get up!
Stop!
No.
Calm down!
Mom? Mom, where are you?
She's fine. My associates have been keeping your mother company, making sure she doesn't go anywhere.
Mom? James? Oh, thank goodness you're all right.
I missed you.
James, you had me so worried. It's been hours.
Hours? We've only been gone hours?
You look different. Have you grown?
Time flies when you're having fun. Lena, please invite our other two young friends to join us.
Inside, you two.
Okay, you don't have to push.
Get your hands off me, lady!
Morgan, Max, I'm so glad to see you.
Not half as glad as we are to see you, Mrs. Hawkins.
This is kidnapping. You know that, right? A federal offense.
You should be in jail.
No need for threats. Mrs. Hawkins, please encourage your son and his friends to cooperate.
I warned you, Kincaid, if you hurt these children...
No harm will come to anyone. All I want is the treasure.
James, what's he talking about? What treasure?
It's a long story, and I hope we live long enough to tell it.
You found Ben Gunn, didn't you? You came through with his boat.
He found us. We wouldn't be here without him.
Ben was always a smart one. Like you, Max. Too smart for his own good, if you ask me. Now, the treasure.
Sorry to report that the gold remained in 1756 with Captain Bonnie O'Rourke of the Hispaniola.
Did you say 1756?
A female pirate?
She's no pirate! Bonnie O'Rourke was the captain of her own ship. Unlike some people, she gives the orders.
Until it was stolen from her by the one-legged seafaring man.
Long John Silver? I should have known he'd turn up like a bad shilling. Did he play the role of the innocent cook? Pretend to be your friend?
You talk like you know him.
Never mind that. You took something with you on your journey, and I want it.
Morgan, did we take something of Mr. Kincaid's?
Not that I remember. Max?
Search me.
We will, if necessary. Cynthia, tell your son to give me the book.
What book?
The one he took from the lighthouse.
Why is the book so important to you? I can think of one reason. Max, remember the page you tore from the pirate book? The portrait you projected onto the sail to frighten the crew?
I said I was sorry about that.
No, I mean, take a good look at Mr. Kincaid. Does he remind you of anyone?
Enough of this nonsense! Either you tell us where to find that treasure chest, or...
It's him! Why didn't I see it right away?
James, is it possible? That's another thing my dad used to say. Right, Mom?
The impossible is always possible.
But then, you know that, don't you, Mr. Kincaid? Or should I say, the Dread Captain Flint?
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 8, Captain Flint.
Cade is Flint! He came from the past, just like Billy!
I'm nothing like that coward, Billy Bones.
Who is this Captain Flint?
According to the stories, the Scourge of the Caribbean. One of the most ruthless, deadly pirates ever to sail the seas.
Miss Hawkins, are you in there? It's Joe Healy from the Montauk PD.
The police!
Officer Healy, we're in here!
I've never been so glad to see anyone. These people—
Hello, Joe!
Oh, Mr. Kincaid. I didn't know you were staying here.
Mrs. Hawkins has been very accommodating.
You know each other?
He's a great friend of the department. Donated all sorts of equipment.
Is there a problem, Joe?
We got a call from Miss McGinty at the lighthouse. She said there was some kind of incident.
Incident?
Officer Healy, if you listen.
I'm afraid it's my fault. I asked James and his friends to pick up a book for me. I needed it for my research. I guess dear old Mrs. McGinty must have forgotten. I'll be sure to return it, along with a donation to the museum.
Thanks, Mr. Kincaid. This town needs more folks like you. Well, I'll be on my way.
Officer Healy!
Yes, James.
Go on, James. Your mother and I are dying to hear what you have to say.
I was just going to say, please tell Mrs. McGinty hello.
Will do. You take care now.
Smart boy. Isn't he a smart boy, Lena?
Brilliant, Captain.
Captain? Then you admit it. Your real name is Flint.
Why should I deny it? Indeed, before you stands the dread Captain Flint, the Scourge of the Caribbean, Commander the Walrus, the most feared ship on this side of the world. I traveled here to your time the same way you traveled back to mine.
You got here before Billy Bones?
Billy was always a little slow. I found the vortex long before he did.
And you must have been trapped ever since.
Trapped? Hardly. 300 years ago, a pirate was an outcast, a misfit, only good for hanging. We lived lives that were hard and short.
You're still a pirate.
Aye, but look at me now. I wear expensive suits, I ride in luxury automobiles, I fly on airplanes. I have an office in a skyscraper with an elevator and air conditioning. I drink and eat the finest things in the world. Things an old buccaneer could only dream of. And once I have my real treasure, Ben Gunn's treasure, I'll be the greatest pirate of all time!
No!
Take them to the ship! Mrs. Hawkins, kids, welcome aboard the Walrus 2. It's what you might call an upgrade.
Look at all of this equipment. CTDs and XBC profilers. It's like a spaceship in the water.
Only the best for me and my crew. Remind me to give you a tour, Max, once we find what we're looking for.
There's a nasty fog moving in, Captain.
All the better. This will keep away prying eyes as we go about our work.
I still think we should have left the mother and the brats on shore.
Lena! Do as you're told. Let me do the thinking, understand?
Like I said, some women take orders and some women give them. Right, Mrs. Hawkins?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Morgan.
Both of you, keep your mouth shut if you know what's good for you.
Listen up, shipmates! This fog won't prevent our using the multi-beam echo sounder and the underwater drone. We're looking for pieces of a motorboat at the bottom of the ocean. The first one who sights it gets double his or her share. So get to work!
James, will you please explain what's going on? Pirates? Treasure? 1756?
Mom, I know it sounds crazy, but it all started when I found Billy Bones on the beach.
He was a real pirate, Mrs. Hawkins, from over 250 years ago.
But how?
It's really very simple. There's a hole in the space-time continuum, a portal, a vortex, if you will. You see, Einstein's theory of special relativity—
Okay, Max, nerd out later. Point is, it took us back in time to an island where we found the treasure.
Simple, huh?
Along the way, we met some scary people, but also some really nice ones. And one who was scary and nice, I guess, named Long John Silver.
So this Captain Flint or Frank Kincaid has been searching for his treasure since the 1700s?
Only we told him the treasure was returned by our friend Bonnie, so what's he looking for out there?
Mr. Kincaid, we're getting a ping from the echo sound.
Does it fit the profile?
That's affirmative.
Prepare the ZX-3000 underwater drone.
Max, would you like to assist?
Assist with the ZX-3000?
Max, remember what happened the last time you assisted a pirate?
I'll pass.
Pity. I could use a bright kid like you on my crew. Once I have what I need, I'm afraid you'll be expendable along with your friends.
Listen, Kincaid or Flint or whatever your name is, you promised me no one would get hurt. Or is the truth expendable too?
You've got spirit, my dear. One more reason I like it here in your world. The lassies are bold.
Are we here for the treasure or something else?
Why, Lena, if I didn't know better, I'd say you were jealous. Lower the drone! Look at how it searches. Imagine my old crew of the walrus with something like this.
Okay, I know I'm not supposed to think this is awesome or anything, but this is kinda awesome.
See it there on the ocean floor, shipmates? A gift from old Neptune himself.
I see pieces of the boat. That must be it.
Haul her up and be quick about it or the sea floor will be your home.
Is it me, or is Kincaid beginning to sound like Captain Flint?
His true self is coming out. Greed will do that.
Clear the deck! Make way!
What is that mechanical arm bringing up?
Hard to tell. It's covered in seaweed.
Gather round, mateys! You too, James. Morgan, Max, Mrs. Hawkins.
That's definitely not a treasure chest. It's so small.
I don't need that old chest. Not when soon I'll have the greatest treasure of all time!
James, I don't understand. That's
my backpack!
Tell me, Hawkins, is it in there? Ben Gunn's true treasure?
Let go of my son!
Lena, hold her back!
Take it easy, Mrs. Hawkins.
Get away from me!
Talk, James.
I don't know what you mean.
I heard you say it. On the beach, after you came back through. The book and the coin were in your backpack. Ben Gunn figured out the equation, didn't he?
Don't tell him anything, Hawkins!
He doesn't have to! I can see it all over his innocent little face. Lena, tear apart that backpack!
No!
My treasure!
That's it? One coin? Doesn't even look like a real doubloon. Is that Ben Gunn's face?
Pick it up.
Morgan, quick, grab it!
Got it!
I'll take that, miss!
Stay away from her!
Morgan, throw it overboard! Now!
I don't think so.
Let go of my arm! No! You don't understand what that is!
But I do! And I've wanted it for a long, long time. Ben Gunn thought he could escape me forever, but I outsmarted the genius!
What is it, James? Why is that coin so important?
The greatest treasure of all. Time itself.
Time?
Ben Gunn found a way to control the vortex.
A way to travel anywhere in history. And if you can do that...
Then all the legendary treasures of the world can be mine. The tombs of the pharaohs. The glory that was Rome. The golden city of Genghis Khan. It's all there for the taking. I've had my scientists trying to put together the formula since Ben disappeared. But now... Thanks to you, my young friends, I have all I need to turn that fantasy into reality!
Not if we stop you!
Jimmy, boy, I'm going to miss you. We don't have a plank on this here vessel, but you'll end up in the water just the same. Lena!
Wait! You can't do this!
I'm afraid you've left me no choice. Say your goodbyes. Soon, you'll be joining your son and his friends in the deep blue sea. Head to open water!
Step up onto the railing, the four of you.
So you can shoot us in the back?
If you'd prefer, you can turn and face me. Either way, you're going over the side.
This is murder.
These days we call it business.
You're an evil, evil man.
I'd have a hard time convincing you otherwise.
James, do something. You're the genius, Max.
You must have a backup plan for this moment. Right, Hawkins?
Enough! There's a storm approaching. Lena, you know what to do.
Walk to the edge. Now!
I'm sorry, Mom. This is my fault.
Don't say that.
It's true. You told me not to go.
And I helped you get the boat. Whatever happens, I'm proud of you, James. Your father would be proud, too.
Ah, save the treacly goodbyes. After all, you're all about to be together forever beneath the waves.
It's been an honor, Hawkins.
Despite it all, I'm glad we met you.
You too, guys.
Into the water. On one, two.
Whoa! What
was that?
The vortex! Something came through!
I see it through the fog, whatever it is.
It's huge!
I don't believe it!
Is that a pirate ship?
It's the Hispaniola! And look who's at the helm!
Ahoy there, James lad!
It's Long John Silver!
James! Who's that man on the old ship? Another pirate?
Long John Silver! It can't be!
Aye, mateys. This here ship barely made it through that whirlpool, but we're both still breathing.
Polly's here, too!
Left me crew behind in the longboats.
What are you doing here?
Well, I came here to rescue you, of course.
But how did you even know we were in trouble?
Does it matter why I came through? After all, I'm here now, ain't I? And I'm here to help. I owe you kids.
You sure do!
So he's a good guy?
I wouldn't say that, but I do believe he's on our side for the moment.
John Silver! You're a hard one to kill!
Look who's talking, Flint.
The name's Kincaid now. Too bad you came all this way for nothing. You and that ancient tub are bound for Davy Jones's locker.
You don't scare me. That may be a newfangled ship you're sailing, but I've got one good cannon left, enough to send me old skipper to a watery grave.
You wouldn't risk the lives of these dear innocents, would you?
Blast it!
You should have stayed in the past where you belong. Full power! Ram that rotten wreck and sink it!
No! Leave Long John Silver alone! You have what you want, take it and go!
I vowed if I ever laid eyes on John Silver again, I'd do him the dirty! And Flint, I mean Kincaid, always keeps his promises. Scuttle the Hispaniola!
As you wish, Captain. Full speed ahead!
Brace yourself, Polly!
Hang on, Mr. Silver!
Wait! Where's that music coming from?
It's that tourist boat, the Jolly Roger. And it's sailing this way.
Arr, shiver me timbers. Seems we've run into some scurvy buccaneers. Avast, ye mateys!
A reminder to all passengers of the Jolly Roger, please keep arms and hands inside the ship at all times.
Will you look at that, Ruth? Another pirate ship.
Must be part of the entertainment.
Harry, get a picture of me with that funny old pirate in the background.
Say, isn't that fancy ship getting a little too close to that old heap?
We're gonna ram the Hispaniola! Hang on, everybody!
Ah! The ship's taking on water! We're done for, Polly!
Done for?
Wow! That looked real!
Harry, stop talking and take pictures!
Hey, if I didn't know better, I'd say that old boat was sinking!
Ram it again!
The Hispaniola is sinking!
We have to do something!
Hey, you on the party boat! Can you help Long John Silver?
Someone, throw him a line!
I believe I can lend the old dog a hand.
Billy Bones? He's on the Jolly Roger!
Billy!
Billy Bones, you old cur!
So, another bad shilling turns up.
It's me you want, Flint. Leave the others be and we'll settle this fair and square.
Ah! You're too late, Billy Bones. You and your tattoo can go to blazes now. I have the real treasure.
Billy Bones, you scabby sea bass! Do something before me and Polly are fish food!
Do you hear that?
They sound just like real pirates!
Johnny Depp would grab that rope and swing across to the sinking ship.
The rope! The rope!
Be careful!
All right, John Silver, I'm coming! Here it goes!
He's doing it! He's swinging over on the rope!
John Silver, grab hold! I'll swing you back to the Jolly Roger.
Now, don't drop me.
Or me!
Wow, that was close. Just like the movies.
I've seen better.
There you are. Safe and sound. The Jolly Roger.
Stay right there.
I want to get your picture.
Hurry.
This is their job, Ruth.
They're safe.
Billy did it. He saved John Silver.
Nobody gets the better of Flint or Kincaid. Ram the Jolly Roger. Sink the lot of them.
That's a party boat full of witnesses. Kincaid, are you going to drown them too?
The kid has a point. Besides, we got what we came for.
They mean nothing to me. Scuttle the Jolly Roger. Let it sink alongside the Hispaniola.
But Captain...
Do as I say, or you'll join them.
Yes, Captain. We can't let them ram the party ship, and I need to get you kids back to land.
I have an idea, Mom. Morgan, Captain Bonnie taught you how to steer a ship, right?
Yeah, the Hispaniola, not something as advanced as this.
I can help you figure it out, but... how do we get the wheel from Lena?
Element of surprise.
Lena's going to drive the boat right into the Jolly Roger. At the last second...
I'll tackle her from behind. Max, you grab the wheel.
Turn it hard so we barely miss the ship and spin up alongside.
And after we turn?
I think you know the answer to that, Max.
I'm jumping again, aren't I?
Just hurry. We won't have the element of surprise for long.
Come on, Max. Let's go to the cockpit.
Coming.
You think they can do it, James?
I know they can.
Full speed ahead, Lena! Ram the Jolly Roger!
Come on, Morgan! Come on, Max!
Impact in 3, 2!
Come on.
Take that! Look, they did it!
Sideswipe! Lena!
What are you doing? Lena!
Mom, take my hand!
James, what are you doing?
Please, Mom, trust me.
Always.
Lena! Stop them!
The girl attacked me!
Run, Max! Hurry!
That was an awesome tackle, Morgan.
Great job, guys! I've got my backpack. Everyone, jump onto the deck of the Jolly Roger! Now!
Hate it!
Best show ever!
Harry, get a shot with me with the kids and the pirates.
Everyone get together! You, with the peg leg! Over here!
Smile, everybody!
What is happening?
Just smile, Mr. Silver.
Everybody say, arr!
Arr!
Should have killed them all when I had the chance.
But we have the treasure, right? The coin?
Yes. Yes, you're right. We have everything we could ever need. We're done with those blasted kids and Long John Silver. Soon we'll be more powerful than they could ever imagine. Make for shore!
Folks, we're heading back to the harbor now. Don't forget to buy your Jolly Roger Skull and Bones t-shirts.
Shiver me timbers, me three brave mateys. Am I glad to see you? No hard feelings, I hope.
We still don't trust you, John Silver, but we're glad to see you too.
And who, pray tell, is this lovely lady?
Oh, I'm James's mother. My friends call me Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Cynthia!
Mom, I'd better warn you.
Mr. Silver is a pirate, yes, I can see that, James. And so is Billy Bones. Seems like some pirates are worse than others.
Aye, ma'am. You're wise as well as beautiful.
That's very kind of you.
Perhaps James, you could, teach I think Long John Silver is flirting with your mom. No way.
Yeah, he is.
Excuse me, Cynthia. Billy Bones, time for us to talk.
Mr. Bones, how did you end up working on a tourist boat?
The last time we saw you, you were climbing out of the window of a hospital.
Well, a man has to eat, and where else can an old pirate get work these days? Besides, I already had the crows.
Billy Bones, as soon as we reach dry land, you and me have a score to settle.
Call us even, John. I just saved your life.
And cost me a fortune in gold.
Okay, time out. I know you two have been enemies for like 300 years, but if we're going to stop Kincaid or Flint, we all need to work together.
The lad's right, John. Let bygones be bygones.
Them's his words to live by, Billy. Trouble is, I don't live by him.
Arr! You socked me in the jaw!
Now we're even.
onto the chopper, and be quick about it.
We'll take the coin back to the lab?
Not we, Lena, me. You stay behind and make sure no one follows.
I go where you go. We split 50-50, remember?
Lena, don't you trust me?
Just as much as you trust me.
Getting a little too full of ourselves, aren't we? All right, get into the chopper. But let's not forget who's in charge.
All ashore, folks. And remember, the next time you're looking for adventure, climb aboard the Jolly Roger.
James, look. That must be Kincaid's helicopter taking off.
Painted black with a skull and crossbones on the side. How'd you know?
A flying chariot. Billy Bones, have you ever seen the like?
Yeah, get used to it. There are wonders galore in this brave new world.
We have to notify the police, the FBI, the CIA.
And tell them what, Mom? You heard Officer Healy. They think Frank Kincaid is a fine, upstanding citizen.
Not to mention a famous explorer.
James is right, Mrs. Hawkins. How do you not sound crazy when you explain that the guy is a 300-year-old pirate named Flint?
A pirate who may have the key to travel back in time whenever and wherever he chooses.
He won't just steal priceless treasure. He could change history. And who's going to believe a story like that?
I do.
Really?
When your father was designing the new museum at the Statue of Liberty, one night I came into his study and he was looking at this map and said something about treasure and history.
What was the map of?
I don't know. He was a dreamer, James. Like you.
Mom.
No more dreaming. I don't know what this Kincaid or Flint is up to, but we can't let him get away with it.
I know there's a woman for you.
Totally into her. Stop that!
What are we waiting for? After them!
Wait, what can we do even if we find Kincaid?
In 1756, Flint has a price on his head, dead or alive.
'Tis true. The royal governor at Jamaica has a hangman and a rope at the ready.
We can't have him arrested here. He's not wanted in our time.
Morgan Goodwin, you're a genius!
I am?
She is?
If we could control the vortex, we could send Kincaid back to his own time to face his punishment.
Now that would be sweet.
Sweet!
Okay, but we have to catch him first, and we don't even know where he's going.
Kincaid said he has an office in a skyscraper.
Manhattan.
But how do we get there?
Well, I don't have a helicopter, but I do have a minivan with a full tank of gas.
Mom, you'll drive us?
Your father made life an adventure, and since he's not here, it's my turn. What are you waiting for? Everyone in!
You say you call this a minivan?
This old clunker has a lot of miles, but she still gets the job done.
John Silver, you ride shotgun. We'll get in the back.
Shotgun?
Shotgun?
Next to my mom.
Oh, with pleasure, James lad.
Billy? Come on, we're leaving.
No, thank you. I'm through chasing treasure. It nearly got me killed more than once. Besides, I like playing at pirates a whole lot more than being one. So, I'll bid you farewell and good luck.
Good luck to you as well, Billy.
See you later, Billy.
Bye, Billy.
You take care of those kids, John Silver.
Buckle up. Here we go.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Full speed ahead, Mom. Next up, New York City.